Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf Lamed Hey. Today's daf is one of those dafim where, if you haven't been paying attention the last, I'd say, five or six blot, right, since we started the perek, it's going to be a little bit tough to follow. We're going to be referencing almost all of the shitas that we've seen, right, kind of since we started the perek. So we're trying to give an explanation, right, by every time we mention Amad Amar, right, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana, right, we'll try and, if I don't, I apologize, but we'll try and mention everybody's shita when we mention them. But it, again, it definitely, one of the times where you kind of wish you had chazered a little bit more. I definitely wish I had chazered a little bit more when I was learning and preparing this daf. So again, Baruch Hashem, that's the most that we should take. Definitely kedai not only to learn the daf yomi, but to chazer if we do have the time. Okay, we're here on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, but 10 lines up. The last word on the line is Bishlama. Now, again, we had said, if you remember, just to recap, we had a stira between our Mishnah beginning of the Perek and the Mishnah in Makos Daf Yigimel at the beginning of the third parak, right? Our Mishnah said that if you rape your sister, Rachman al Salon, you have to pay the fine. Mishnah over there said, you'll get Malkus. Question is, how does that work? So we had many, many different approaches. Rabbi Yochanan, again, had said that in general, right, you get Malkus if you have an issue, an isser that you get Malkus and Mamon for, so then you would get Malkus. In our Mishnah, why do you have to pay the fine and why don't you get Malkus? And he answered that our Mishnah is below Asra, right, if there is no Asra. Rish Lakish had said that the Mishnah in Makos is Rabbi Meir Shita. It's Rabbi Meir Shita who holds that if you have Malkus and Mamon, you do get Malkus, right? You get both of them, meaning you do get the monetary fine and you get Malkus as well. So that's how he would understand that. So the Gemara now says, Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan Lamar Kesh Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rish Lakish, because the Kamokim like a Rabban, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to say that the Mishnah in Makos is like Rabbi Meir, right? He'd much rather, right, much easier to say, better to say that it's like the majority Shita, it's not like a Das Yochid, it's much better to say it's like the Rabbanan. El Rish Lakish, my time alone, like Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Rish Lakish say that Rabbi Yochanan, that simply the split between the Mishnais is that there's no Asra, or there is Asra, right? If there is Asra, then you get Makos, if there's no Asra, then you get Mamon. Right, it seems pretty clean. So Amalachor, Rish Lakish would say to you, because Rish Lakish holds that Kevin Ilu Isrube Potter, Kilo Isrube Nami Potter. Rish Lakish has a Chiddush in Kimlei. It doesn't matter. Right? We've been saying, we've been explaining Kimlei the Rabbi Minei, that if you're supposed to get two punishments in the Beis Din, you only get the worst one. So Rish Lakish says not exactly. Rish Lakish says, if you do an Isser that you're Chai of two things, you only get the worst one, and even, right, if you're not actually going to get the worst one, right, even if you're not going to get Malkus. So in a case, for example, where there was no warning, meaning since, and just to explain what the Gemara says, since if they would have warned you, right, you, and therefore you would have got Malkus and Mamon, you'd only get the Malkus, so too if the warning didn't happen, you're still Pater. You're still not going to pay money, so therefore you can't say that. You can't say that our Mishnah, where you pay the fine, is where you didn't get a warning, because Rish Lakish holds that if you did the Isser, that already establishes, right, Kimlei, and you're not going to pay the fine regardless of whether you get punished in Beis Din. This is what, right, this is their Shita, that they're going like themselves. He also Rav Dimi, because Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Chayvei Misa Shogigin, Chayvei Malkus Shogigin, V'davar Acher, right, if a person gets either, if a person does an Isser that would get a Misa, but he did a Bishogeg, or he did an Isser that would get a Malkus, and he did a Bishogeg, and Medavar Acher, and he's Chayv a monetary payment as well, I mean, it's either one of the first two, and a monetary payment, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv, Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayv, because you're not getting the first punishment, you're not getting Misa, you're not getting Malkus, because it's Bishogeg, so, but Reish Lagish says Potter, you're going to be Potter, why? Because we apply Kimlei, even if you're not actually going to get, right, the bigger Isser. Rabbi Yochanan, as the Gemara explains, right, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Chayev, Adolo Asrubet, right, Rabbi Yochanan says, because there's no warning, or you're not getting the Malkus, whatever it is, it's Shogeg, etc., right, same thing, right, Pashtas, Reish Lakish, Amar Potter, right, Kevin, the Lo Isrube Potter, so key Lo Isrube Nami Potter, right, again, since if they would have warned him, maybe Potter, so too, if they didn't warn him, he is also Potter. Esvei, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, one second, Pasuk says, Velo Ye Ason, Anoshianesh, right? Again, we've quoted this passage a couple times, right? If there's a fight going on and somebody hits a pregnant woman and she loses the baby, Rachman al-Islam, im lo yason, if she will not die, Anoshianesh, then he has to pay, right, the money of the fetus. My love, Ason Mamash, isn't this we're talking about? Ason Mamash, it's actually that that he killed a woman, right? And regardless, says Rashi, fills in the blanks here, regardless of whether there's a warning or not, that seems to imply, right, prove Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, lo, din also. No, the question is if the guy is going to end up being put to death, right? The only way, again, that's the way Rabbi Yochanan would learn it. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that only if you get the punishment will you get be exempted from money, right? If the guy is put to death, right, so then, wait, in lo yason, meaning if he's not put to death, if he's not the din ason, if he's not judged to be put to death in Beis Din, so then he won't pay the fine. And if he's not, then he will pay the fine. So that's two ways to understand ason. Who is the death here? Is it the woman or is it the guy in Beis Din? So Reish Lakish will say it's the woman. Reish Lakish says that it's the halacha, the psak din in Beis Din, the guy who hit her. Some people flip it around, right? Just the conversation was that Rabbi Yochanan versus Reish Lakish, right? Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. V'lo yason anoshi anesh. Right? Does not mean my lav din ason. Does not mean that the guy is getting punished in Beis Din. And therefore, if he's not getting killed, he'll have to pay the fine. But if he is getting killed in Beis Din, he won't have to pay the fine. Right? So then he says, no. So Reish Lakish is like, well, Asa Mamash, we're talking about the actual woman who died. And therefore, regardless of what the punishment for the guy is, and that would prove Reish Lakish. Amar Rava, Rava says, Mi ikal amanda amar chavi misa shogin chayavin. Problem with this whole explanation is that, is there really someone who says that if you're chayav misa shogik, right, then you're going to be chayav for the money, meaning really, is there someone who really says that we're not going to play Kimle if there was Misa B'shogeg? Right, V'atana, the very Chizkiya, right, Pazik says, right, they learned the Tana B'chizkiya taught us, Makei Adam Makei Behema. That's actually in the wrong order, right, Pazik says, if you read the, here in the, where is it over here? Yeah, the Torah Or. Yeah, it says, Makei Behema Yishalmena Makei Adam Yumas. Right, it says it's the animal first, but okay, doesn't matter. Meaning we're comparing those two. And we learn out, again, by the case when you kill a person, right, what does the Pazik say? If you hit an animal, then you pay. If you hit a person, then you get killed. So, right, just like by if you damage the animal, right, it doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do here. There's no change in what you did that will potter you, but you mean you have to be chayiv. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you did it on purpose, or you did it going up, you did it going down. That's shaykh to shogig by killing a person, but it just applies it over here. But none of these things matter, right? No matter how you're going to be chayiv in any case. So saaf makev adam. So too, right, we learn by if someone kills a person, lo techalik bo, right? You shouldn't have any difference. That beim shogeg, beim amazed, beim miskavim, shul ein miskavim, beim derech harida, derech aliyah, and the chayv al mamon. Right? There's no distinction. Nothing is going to be able to make you chayv ela potro mamon. But you're going to be potter because again you're getting killed. Right? You have misa. Right? Again, the pasuk says, right? Like makev adam yumas. Right? You're going to be potter in that case. So the Torah connects those two. Just like there's nothing you can do to get yourself out of the monetary payment if you damage an animal, so too, there's nothing that can get you out of the p'tur to pay, right, if you're getting, did an isra, makeh adam yumas, that will make you chayav misa. Again, we mentioned, even if it's not going to be, right, shogeg mezid, right, it doesn't matter, there's no difference. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, right, says, right, he's not potter if you did it shogeg, right? Everybody clearly holds that we apply kimle if there's shogeg, even if it's shogeg and an iser misa and an iser mamon. So Elvis the Gemara says a little different. He also Ravin, right? Ravin usually comes after Ravdini, right? Ravin showed up, right? He was a slower camel, he had the next train, whatever. Right? So he came from Eretz Yisrael, the Bavels, he said a little different. He said, Chayv misa shogegen, right? Kuli amalo pligi de pturim. Right? If it's Chayv misa b'shogegs, everybody agrees that your potter would play kimle. Ki pligi, the machlokas is b'chabe malkas shogegen with Aracher. The only machlokas is, not both of them, but if there's malkas and mamon, and the malkas is the iser you did, but malkas is b'shogeg. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayv, b'chabe misas ishkush, b'chabe malkas lo ishkush. Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to be chayv, right? We're not going to apply kimle if the chiyuv malkas was done b'shogeg, because the only connection you make by behema over there, right, it's only by chayv misa, but not, because that's what the pasuk says, right? Ki adam yumas, makei adam yumas. So, but my malkas we don't apply. Rishlagish says, no, you're going to be potter, because before Shirup Satari Chavi Malkas Chavi Misos, the Torah says that Chavi Malkas and Chavi Misa is the same, so there's going to be no difference between Misa, between if you did it B'mezid or you did it B'shogeg. The Gemara says, Hey, Chavi Satari, well, where was that? Right now, the puzzle we just saw, so that puzzle was talking about Misa. So Rabbi says Asir Rasha Rasha and Rava Amar Asir Maka Maka. Right? You have two different possibilities with Xer Shava. Amar the Papa the Rava. Papa said the Rava. What do you mean? Hi Maka Maka. Right? Hi Maka. Which word Maka? Right, where do you get that from? Elim and Makebe Adam, and though Pazuk we just quoted Makebe Ma'ishal Men and Makebe Adam Yimas, right? I have a cut like Ksiv, right? We just said that doesn't work because it's talking about killing somebody, right? Killing a person, you'd be Chayv Misa. So Ella might, meaning we would try to connect Chayv Misa and Chayv Malkus. Right? So that's clearly talking about Misa, not Malkus. Ella Hay Makeb must be this one. Right? The Pazuk says, Makay Nefesh Bein Ma'ishal Men and Nefesh Takash Nefesh. And then the Pazuk says, if Sabach listed right after, is if Ishki Timum Bamiso, right? A person damages his friend. Just like he did him, right? He has to do it to him, right? He does back, okay, whatever. But meaning the problem with that, meaning the first pasuk is talking about nevesh takos nevesh. No, I'm sorry, makay bet nevesh behema, right? That's damages. That is malchus. And the next pasuk, right? If a person damages a friend, or maybe not. Maybe it's the Nefesh Takas Nefesh drasha. Okay, maybe it's Nefesh Takas Nefesh. Just trying to look in Rashi how you would learn that drasha. Okay, I'm not sure. But either way, right, the problem with that is, right, the Halav Makahi, right? Again, that possibility doesn't work because the second Pasuk does have the word Makah. Right, again, if you're trying to learn Makah Makah, right, the first Pasuk is the word Makah. Second Pasuk doesn't mention the word Makah at all. So Gemara just says, yeah, Anun Hakka Hakka, coming on sort of a myth that, yeah, it doesn't say Makah, but I meant hitting and hitting. Right, so just you hit a person, you hit an animal, right? If it's not the same, so that'll get you the Misa and the Malkus. The problem is, the Gemara says, well, v'haiksiv b'chol chaveru hudiksiv b'chol chaveru b'alter shlumenu. What do you mean? That pasuk, that second pasuk means if you damage your friend, right, what does it say? Right, ki tim mum ba miso, if you damage your friend, right, what do? You pay him, right? You have to give him money. So that's not Malkus. So Gemara says, you don't need to teach me, the pasuk Gemara says, that if you damage a person, you have to pay him money. We'll learn that elsewhere. Where else do you learn that? Right, kasher yitei mum ba'adam keni yasein bo. Right, that pasuk. Yeah, okay. So over here, no, is that our pasuk? No, that's our pasuk? Is that... Oh yeah, there's another, right, okay, we said that before, I have it written down on my site, I'm not sure why I had it written down, but okay, that must be it. Right, Kasher Yitem Mumba Adam Ken Yinasem Bo, right, that puzzle teaches me that you're chayiv money, so here you don't need that, so therefore this puzzle, which is similar, right, must be saying that if it's not Shavah Pruta, so then you're going to get Malkus. That's how you know that this puzzle that we just quoted is Malkus, and the previous puzzle that we quoted is Misa, so that's how you have the connection, Misa and Malkus. So the Gemara says, problem is, still, we're trying to figure out a case where you get a punishment for an Isser, that you got Misa and Mamon, and then we connect it to a situation where you had Malkus and Mamon. If you're telling me that the situation where you had Malkus and Mamon is where it's not Shavah Pruta, so it wasn't Malkus and Mamon, it was just Malkus. Must be a scenario where you damage the guy and you also tore his shirt. I said that would be a case of Malkus and Mamon, right? And the Pasuk would say that you would it doesn't matter, right? Whether it was a warning or not, whether it was shogeg, mazid, etc., etc. Okay, fine. That's a back and forth that I had to chazer for a long time, and I definitely will chazer it again right after this year is over. Now. No, we did not switch topics yet. Still in that discussion. That's the next part. Anyway, we're still within this discussion. Again, Amar Le Rava, Rav Chila Rava, L'tan Debe Chizkiya, the Amar Makei Adam Makei Be'ema, I mean, Ma'i Debe Cholksiv. Again, we're assuming that when Tan Debe Chizkiya said Makei Adam Makei Be'ema, right, again, that just like you're always chayev by first strike, hitting an animal, right, so too, you're always putter, right? If you kill somebody, right, you're always going to be putter because I'm going to pay kimlei regardless of whether, right, it was with warning or not, whether it was shogeg or whether it was mazid. So memayt bechoksiv. How do you know, right? It was on the weekday, right? Meaning that that only works if it was on a weekday where it doesn't matter, right? When you damage a person, right, it doesn't matter when it's shogeg mazid, you're going to be chayev to pay him regardless. If you did it on Shabbos, though, then you're chayev misa for Shabbos, and you're not going to pay. Right? Like a fluge, and there's no difference between shogeg and mazid. The Gemara says, dilma Shabbos ksiv. Maybe it's talking about when you damage the animal on Shabbos. Right? So then, the behema gufa ikal fluge, because by that case, right, it depends if you did it b'shogeg or b'mazid. Right? If you look at Rashi, because it must be b'shogeg, because if you did it b'mazid, you're chayev misa. and there is no monetary payment. No, that pasuk is not by Shabbos. That pasuk is only by Chol. How do you know? The pasuk says, "Makay ve'ima yishalmena, makay adam yimas." Right? Again, the pasuk. Again, what? That's the pasuk. Heichi dami. What's the case where the guy's going to die? Right? Idlo ishu bay. If there was no hasra, so makay adam yimas. Why in the world would you kill someone for hitting a person, right, and killing him? So ela pshita dasru bay. It must be that there was actual warning. Vibe Shabbos. But if it was on Shabbos. How in the world could you have a case where someone warned a person, don't strike that animal, don't hit that animal, you'll make it bleed, you'll be chal Shabbos, you'll be chayv misa. There'll never be upon a monetary payment because there was warning, and there are chal Shabbos because you apply kimle, the guy doesn't have a payment. But the pasuk says, if you damage the animal, you have to pay. It's, no, it must be, therefore, it must be on a weekday, right, when there's no difference, right? There's no chal Shabbos, no death, and there's no kimle, right? So therefore, the monetary payment would apply, right? It must be b'chol. Okay, now, second part of the daf today, we're basically going to run through, right, all of the shitas we've seen before, right, about this stira, right, between the Mishnah in Makos and the Mishnah in our parak. Now, Amar le Rav Papa said to Abaye, le Rabba. According to Rabba, what did Rabba say? The Gemara is going to say it, but let's just explain. Rabba said that according to Rabbi Meir, right, he said, Gana v'talach v'shabes chayiv dal v'hei. Right, again, we explained, how could Rabbi Meir say, if you remember, he said that Rabbi Meir holds that if someone steals and shechts on Shabbos, you're chayiv dal v'hei. Aren't you chayiv misa for the theft, or the tricha, but really the theft, and then how could you be chayiv dal v'hei? So we said, because it's knas. Rabbi holds that the knas, you don't ply kimle by a knas. So the Rabbi Damar Chidush, the Chidushin Torah, but knas, Rabbi Fogav, the Mitzvah Mishalim, that you don't ply kimle by a knas. So Vasnisen Keman Mokimla. Who does he hold? Who is our Mishnah? Again, our Mishnah said, right, that again we had the Mistira. Our Mishnah said if a person rapes his sister, Achman al Tlan, you pay the fine. Right? So in the Mishnah in Makos, it said, right, again, you get Makos. So who does he hold like our Mishnah? Ik Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir who holds again Loke Umashalem, that you get Malkus and Mammon if you do those two. Problem is Kashiabito. The problem is that the next Mishnah will see that if someone rapes his daughter, Achman al Islam, he's Potter. So that's a case also, again, Malkus and Mammon, really Karos and Mammon, but again, we said every Isser Karis is a Chi of Malkus, so that doesn't work. Right, Rabbi Chunir ben Akana, if it's Rabbi Chunir ben Akana, again, we said also Loke Umashalem, but you do apply Kimlei by Karis, that was the extra kind of point out, but he agrees that if it's Malkus and Mammon, you would get Malkus. So, you would get both of them, I'm sorry. So, Kashi Achoso, the problem is the Mishnah, right? Why in the world, right, would you pay the Knas, or pay the fine for raping your sister, because that's a case of Karis, right? And Mammon, and that would be Kimlei. Right, according to Rabbi Chunin ben Akana. Ik Rabbi Yitzchak, if it's like Rabbi Yitzchak, who said that you don't get Malkus in the case of Kares, right, and therefore there's no stira whatsoever, right, between the Mishnah, right, he doesn't hold like the Mishnah in Makos, and therefore, right, there's no issue, right, there's no stira. So the problem is then Kashi Mamzeres, because then our Mishnah said that a Mamzeres, right, is Chayiv, and he holds that, he agrees that Malkus, no, he doesn't agree that Malkus and Mammon gets both of them, and so why in the world would there be a Knas for Mamzeres? Because that's an Isser of that's an Isser Malkus, and you should be 1 second, right? Meaning that you have Malkus, but you pay, right? He holds that there would be Kimlei, and so why would you pay the fine according to that? So he Hanicha is Isser Klar Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabba could hold a Rabbi Yochanan. You know, Rabbi Yochanan said that our Mishnah is without warning, and therefore there is no Malkus, and there's only a monetary fine. Fine. But Eli Isar Kresh Lakesh, but if you hold a Kresh Lakesh, that Malkus and Mammon, you're going to be potter from the Mammon, that there is Kimlei, even if there was no warning, right? Even if you're not actually going to get the Malkus, so then, how does he hold our Mishnah? So he says, and Gemara says, you got to say that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, right? That's how he's going to work, hold like our Mishnah. Who says that basically you get Malkus is just like Misa, and if you get again basically meaning that we apply Kimlei by Malkus and Mammon, even if he doesn't get the Malkus, right? Who is the one who argues Rabbi Chunin ben Akana? Right? Again, we said Rabbi Chunin ben Akana It holds that kares and mamon will apply kimle, and we won't pay the mamon. But that's not everybody holds like that, right? We had another. He was arguing on somebody. Who is the one who argues on him? So the Gemara says simply, Ir Rabbi Meir, right? Ir Rabbi Yitzchak. It can be either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Rabbi Meir, who said that loko mishalem, Rabbi Yitzchak, who said that you don't get malchus if you get kares, right? He disagreed with that the Mishnah in Malchus. But either one will hold that, again, if you get kares and mamon, right, that there is no kimle necessarily, and you would pay the money. Okay, we're going to stop by Torah Rabbanan, because then we're basically going to, that's going to take us on to the next daf, and the next onward. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.